Hashem li ba'ayizrai va'ani ereb asaynai. Hashem is with me through my helpers, therefore I can face my enemies. Ibn Ezra and the Radak explain, I recognize that Hashem, who is the source of all power, has stripped my enemies of their power. He's only given power to those that help me, those who are my friends. Now I can have full confidence in those who help me because I know that they are vehicles for fulfillment of Hashem's will. The Abarbanel brings a beautiful insight and says, once Hashem's with you, everyone will become your helper. As the passage says, Birtos Hashem darke ish, kam oivai vishalem mitai. When Hashem favors a man's ways, even his foes will make peace with him. This is the idea of internalizing betachon, of being aware of Hashem's presence in our lives, of recognizing and seeing his helping hand through every situation, no matter how bleak, no matter how forlorn we might seem, to perceive Hashem there, and to realize that ultimately everything is bringing us to a better place. Vani Arab Sinai, says the Radak, therefore I can face my foes. When Hashem comes to my aid, I shall witness a downfall of my enemies in any way that I desire. In fact, Chazal say that if a person deserves a Yeshua, they deserve a salvation, they'll actually have the privilege of witnessing the downfall of their enemies. Klal Yisrael, we leave Mitzrayim, we watch the Mitzrayim drown at the Yamsuf. But if a person's actually saved in the merit of others, they don't. For example, Lot. Lot was saved from the battle of the four kings and the five kings. He wasn't saved in his own merit, he was saved in Avraham's merit. Lot was saved from Sodom. He wasn't allowed to look back at Sodom. Why? Because he wasn't being saved in his own merit. Here, David HaMelech, the Moshairah, is saying, Va'ani era b'sainai. I'm being saved in my own merit, and therefore I can see their downfall. This isn't a point of rejoicing. This is not about rejoicing in the downfall. Rather, it's about seeing Hashem's providential hand. Seeing Hashem look after us, even through the darkest of times. And therefore, it's better to take refuge in Hashem than to rely on men. The Vilna Gaon or Rabbeinu Bechaya say something amazing. What is the difference between chisayon, taking refuge, and bitachon, reliance? Chisayon is absolute confidence, even though there's never been a guarantee. So you can have machzeh. Machzeh means a refuge, under a boulder, under a sturdy roof. But they haven't pledged you shelter. Nonetheless, you have confidence it's a safe place to be. Bitachon, on the other hand, assumes that there's been a promise of protection. That's a haftacha. Haftacha is a protection. Protection from military power. And therefore, the pasuk is telling us amazing. Tov lachasos b'Hashem. It's better to seek your trust and protection in Hashem, even if he hasn't pledged to save you, than to rely on the most profound assurances from people. Ultimately, lachasos b'Hashem. To seek refuge in Hashem, even if there's no guarantee and no promise, that because Hashem always delivers. People can promise and not deliver. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always delivers. And that ultimately is the aside of how to live with our Emunah.